Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said Thursday that while U.S. strikes are not stopping Houthi rebels in Yemen, they will continue. Retired Marine Colonel Steve Ganyard, an ABC News contributor, says
it's really sort of a whack-a-mole situation because the Iranians will continue to supply the Houthis with these missiles. The U.S. will continue to play this sort of zone defense in the Red Sea, but clearly it hasn't been affected and the Houthis have not been impressed.
There will not be a government shutdown today as Congress passed another short-term agreement that maintains government funding into March. The Northeast preparing for snow as winter continues to whip the country. Another weekend of brutal colds expected. So far, the weather has been blamed for at least 45 deaths. And the Biden administration's announced another round of student debt relief worth nearly $5 billion for 74,000 borrowers who have spent 10 years working in public service. This is ABC News. Real estate agents say more people are looking to buy houses, but today's existing home sales report is expected to show a drop last year to the lowest level since at least 2008. Among the factors that would have been discouraging for would-be buyers, high prices and mortgage rates and limited inventory. Washington is increasing the number of electric vehicle charging stations nationwide.
The Inflation Reduction Act extended tax credits that would help pay for up to a third the cost of an electric vehicle charging station. It's meant for companies in low-income communities to encourage people to drive more EVs. Now, the Biden administration is making sure more people have access to those chargers. The Energy Department also investing more than $300 million to improve charging and extend an electric car's driving range.
That's ABC's Andy Field. Two men in New York are suing Madonna, claiming her concert in Brooklyn did not start until after 10:30, giving them trouble finding a way home. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
This just in, Panasia Oino Market in the Southside Shopping Center of Park Falls, Wisconsin is extending their holiday free gift card deal. Spend 50.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except the stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex, breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 10% of Wisconsin teenagers tried to commit suicide last year. Teenagers tell surveys they're anxious about social media, school, climate change, guns, and politics. Linda Hall is with the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health. She says there is a silver lining.
The good news is that kids are talking about mental health. They're not afraid to say that they're anxious. They're not afraid to reach out for help. They're not afraid to support each other.
Hall says more than 300 schools around Wisconsin have student-led mental health programs. Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits West Bend on Monday. Her remarks come on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Eleanor M. Johnson, age 84, of Mellon, passed away peacefully on Sunday, January 14th, at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her husband, Dave Johnson, by her daughters, Dale Wiles of Mellon, and by Irene Muller of Duluth, Minnesota. Survived also by her granddaughters and by her great-grandson. Memorial service for Eleanor will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, January 24th at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Mellon, with Reverend Donald Quigley officiating. A gathering of family and friends will begin at 10 a.m. and continue until the hour of the service. Funeral arrangements have been entrusted to the Mountain Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Ashland and Mellon. This has been the funeral notice for Eleanor M. Johnson, age 84, Mellon. Jeffrey J. Heckman, 72, Prentice, passed away peacefully on Tuesday, January 16th, at Aspirus Hospital in Wausau. Jeff is survived by his best friend and wife, Barb, by his mother, Helen Hallberg, by his sister, Teresa Zilke, by his brother, Bradley Heckman, by his brother-in-law, and by numerous nieces, nephews, and many family friends. Celebration of life will be held at a later date. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jeffrey J. Heckman, 72, Prentice. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Discover a world of flavors at Panasia Oriental Market in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Serving Price County and beyond, we're your go-to destination for diverse ethnic foods. We value your input, suggest your favorite items, and we'll make it happen. Explore an extensive selection of fish, luncheon meats, pastas, sauces, fruit snacks, and more. With new additions regularly, we ensure your satisfaction. Open Monday through Saturday until 8 p.m. and Sundays until 6 p.m. Find us in the Southside Shopping Center near Subway and True Value Hardware. Welcoming EB and Food Share customers. Join us at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwoods Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin, open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
Save big money on your bathroom upgrade at Menards. Homeworks creates thoughtfully designed bath fans that will align perfectly with your style. A modern smart pen bath fan with humidity sensing, a dimmable LED light, and a dual color nightlight is the perfect addition for your bathroom. The motion sensor automatically chooses which light should activate based on ambient lighting. It's on sale for $129.99. Hurry in, prices good through January 21st. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today with a little off and on light snow at times throughout the day. We'll get to a high of 9, but it's going to be cold with that wind chill hovering well below zero here for most of the day. Tonight, some light snow, 6 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, 13. We are going to warm it up. We're talking highs back into the 30s by next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by AC Carpet Plus in Fifield, your area's tried, trusted, and true floor store, where you'll find a floor for any lifestyle.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Bucks in the Motor City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing by 40 points to Cleveland, the Bucks head to Detroit to take on the last place Pistons. At 28-13, Milwaukee remains four games behind the Celtics for first place in the Eastern Conference. The Pistons have only four wins. They're 4-37. Their historic 28-game losing streak ended at the end of December. NFL, Packers and 49ers, Saturday night in the playoffs. How much can momentum help the Packers this weekend? Jordan Love.
It's huge. You know, I think coming to the postseason, and that's been huge for us. Kind of got rolling with those three wins back-to-back-to-back. So, you know, it's huge for us right now, just having that momentum.
49ers veteran Fred Warner on how Jordan Love compares to Aaron Rodgers.
I'll just speak to Jordan Love, and the way that he's playing right now is really great. The things that you see showing up, obviously learned under Aaron, some of the mannerisms and the way that he's operating. He's making the throws, making smart decisions, which is what you want.
That's 49ers linebacker Fred Warner with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene last night, the Butternut Girls looked to bounce back from a tough earlier loss as they hosted LCO. A tough loss to Hurley earlier in the week. The Midgets jumped out to an early lead and they never looked back, leading 31-14 at halftime. Jersey Polinchek scored 18 of her game-high 24 in the first half, and she added 7 assists and 7 rebounds. The Midgets continued to moved the ball well in the second half, and they pulled away for the 52-24 win. Kendra Pritzel with 12 and 9 rebounds. Izzy Przybylski and Caitlin Bebo each with 6 points in the win. So Butternut now advancing to 7-3 in conference play, 11-4 overall, and they'll travel to take on Mellon for a tough matchup coming up on Monday at 6:30. We'll have that game for you on 103.1, Jack FM, and on the Civic Media app. Other girls' action from yesterday was Hayward topping Ashland 58-23, and you had Phillips in the Mirrorwood topping Auburndale 78-50. On the boys' side, you heard it here, close one, Newman Catholic. They edge out Shawamigan here at the Park Falls campus 60-54. We'll have the audio of that archive for you a little later this morning at 98qcountry.com. The Auburndale boys beat Rib Lake 66-57, and Lakeland Mercer in a double duel, their wrestling team. They beat Mosinee 40-33, and then Medford defeated Lakeland Mercer 57-21. Action coming up tonight. The Butternut boys basketball team will be on the road as they will travel to take on Hurley tonight. Meanwhile, the Phillips boys and girls, Stratford, will be in town. A couple of JV games in the smaller gym and the two varsity games in the bigger high school gym. So a big night of high school sports at Logger Camp coming up tonight. And the Shawamigan girls also will be in action tonight. The boys hosted Newman last night. The girls will play host to Newman Catholic coming up this evening. Got a big weekend of sports for you tomorrow. Double dipping. We got the Bucks at 2 and then the Packers at 5 o'clock tomorrow right here on 98Q Country.
When I'm watching the game, I see coaches giving hand signals to the quarterback. Well, what the heck do they mean?
You need the new Football Hand Signals for Dummies. Football Hand Signals for Dummies lets you in on all the signals for every team, including throw the ball to the short guy.
Do that stupid dance in the end zone.
Hey, moron, stop high-fiving the guys on the other team.
Quit patting the center's butt off the field.
Either you are deformed or your cup has shifted significantly.
Your wife called, don't forget to pick up milk and eggs on the way home.
Second-year leader from the end, not wearing underwear.
Wow, I gotta get Football Hand Signals for Dummies.
Get Football Hand Signals for Dummies today. Because if you don't, guess which hand signal I'm gonna be giving you. We'll be right back.
everyone's attention, please.
Wake up, Cynthia!
Hello, lady.
How you doing?
Business is done. And Detroit, for the first time in 32 years, your Lions have won a playoff game. How about it?
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
Turned out to be a big misunderstanding, which is strange because you can't understand Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right now.
Come on, let's go!
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the fire with a little ice.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road.
It's the greatest station.
98Q Country.
Q Country.
next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Goes a guy, walks into a bar, orders a drink, sees a girl.
Q Country, 28 past 7. Good Friday to you. Friday, it's the weekend. All right, all right. We got Packer playoff football. No expectation. Have you raised your expectations, I should say, first of all? There were no expectations going into the playoffs for the Packers. And then they pull off the upset last week. So are you going into Saturday's game with any expectations? Or are you like, well, no matter what happens, we're good? We'll chat with Mike Clemens this morning, and one of the things I'm going to ask him about is Joe Barry's status, because Joe Barry was basically fired halfway through the season, and then the Packers started winning, and they're like, well, I guess he's all right now. So we'll see what happens after Saturday's game if people want Packers defensive coordinator in or out. Speaking of the Packers, Austin is here. Well, not directly the Packers. How are we doing, Austin?
Doing good.
All right. We're doing the Packer Pick'em Contest today. We did this last week and had a great response. Linda Furman, you're out. You're too good at this. She won last week. She predicted the game within like 2 points, or really close.
She has an inside man.
She has inside information. So, Linda, you're out. You're done for this one, all right? Take your gift certificates and go have some fun, but you can't predict the fun. Well, you can predict it if you want to, but we're not going to let you win. Everybody else, you got a shot. Winner take all. We got $20 to the Village Pit Stop. You can put a little gas in your car for that. I think that's $20. Hang on, let me...
Let's confirm.
Take a peek in your $20 inside the envelope.
We don't give false information here.
We have $10 to the Park Falls Family Restaurant. We've got $25 to Northwood Supper Club. And we've got a $25 gift certificate to the Wolf's Den in Mercer. They have great food up there at the Wolf's Den. So all that's going to go to one person, almost $100. Well, 80 bucks worth of gift certificates. All you have to do is tell us who's going to win the game between the Packers and the 49ers. Sounds pretty simple. And what the final score is going to be.
So throw your hat in the ring. Give it a shot.
Yeah, so give us a call. We will take a few now. Brianna will be in after 8, but we'll let Austin handle your scores here. If you want to chat with the radio star Austin, he'll take your call at 715. Is that a stretch? 715-762-3221.
The face of the accounting firm.
Yes, you have until Brianna leaves today, which I believe is 5 o'clock this afternoon, to get your picks in to be a part of our Packer Pick'em Contest. That is a 7:15 kick for you, by the way. Coming up tomorrow, right here. Two companies are coming together. Hidden Valley, they make... The toppings for your salad, you know, the ranch.
Yeah, I was going to say, people are probably more familiar with the ranch. That's the most familiar thing.
So Hidden Valley and Burt's Bees. I don't know if you know who Burt's Bees are.
Oh, don't they make a lip balm?
They make the lip balm.
That's a weird combination.
I got my wife a little thing of Burt's Bees for Christmas. So Hidden Valley and Burt's Bees have come together for a new collaboration. It's going to be ranch-flavored lip balm. Can't even say it. Ranch flavored lip balm.
As someone that's not the biggest fan of ranch, that sounds revolting.
It could be pretty bad. I'm sure it's wonderful, though. It'll give you the deception that you're eating a salad, though. Ooh, I'm eating healthy all the time.
The problem is, now they're going to have to remind people, do not eat the lip balm.
Yeah, exactly. I remember first time I came across lip balm as a kid, it was like, it was like, berry flavor. They had all kinds of flavor, and that's the first thing I'm looking at, and I'm thinking, what if I just took a hunk out of this? It certainly tastes pretty good on the lips.
I don't think it would harm you. It's just probably not recommended. I am uncertain about the effects.
I'm pretty sure it's gross, because I'm pretty sure at some point I did that, and I think every kid at some point at least takes a little nibble, and you're like, I wonder if this actually is berry, and then you realize real quick, this is disgusting. It's not
It's
meant.
Okay in a thin layer, but do not eat it.
Do not eat. Exactly. We have nothing tonight, do we? We don't have any sports tonight. Friday night.
Oh, man. Well, there goes my paycheck.
You're open. You're free. Friday night. We're open. We've got Bucks and Packers tomorrow, and then local sports back on the air again coming up on Monday. Let's get some news and sports. If you want to get those Packer predictions in, go ahead, 715-762-3221.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said Thursday that while U.S. strikes are not stopping Houthi rebels in Yemen, they will continue. Retired Marine Colonel Steve Ganyard, an ABC News contributor, says
it's really sort of a whack-a-mole situation because the Iranians will continue to supply the Houthis with these missiles. The U.S. will continue to play this sort of zone defense in the Red Sea, but clearly it hasn't been affected and the Houthis have not been impressed.
There will not be a government shutdown today as Congress passed another short-term agreement that maintains government funding into March. The Northeast preparing for snow as winter continues to whip the country. Another weekend of brutal colds expected. So far, the weather has been blamed for at least 45 deaths. And the Biden administration's announced another round of student debt relief worth nearly $5 billion for 74,000 borrowers who have spent 10 years working in public service. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More people than ever have a job in Wisconsin. State officials are out with their final numbers for December. The Department of Workforce Development says Wisconsin added more than 2,200 jobs in December. The jobless rate is a near record low, 3.3%. Cursive writing could be required to be taught in Wisconsin schools under a bill in the state legislature. The author is Representative Paul Melodic. He says knowing how to write longhand is a benefit to kids.
There's a thought that this is not, it's old-fashioned, it's not something that's needed because nobody writes anymore, you know. So I understand the logic of that, but I don't agree. I think there's beneficial to cursive.
The bill got a hearing in the Assembly Education Committee yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Pack packed their bags for California. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the 49ers. Saturday night at Levi's Stadium in the divisional playoffs, kickoff 7:15. San Francisco with a powerful offense. Packers defensive back Jair Alexander unable to practice but doing all he can to overcome his ankle injury suffered last week.
I was in treatment about 5-6 hours every day, you know, and then at night, more treatments.
College football, the Badgers assistant defensive coach and top recruiter Colin Hitchler leaving Wisconsin. He's been hired by Alabama's new head coach, Kalen DeBoer, to join the Crimson Tide. NBA, the Bucks head to Detroit for a weekend series against the Pistons. Damian Lillard on the Bucks' 40-point loss in Cleveland Wednesday night.
It seemed like we came out in a management-type mode. You know, we came out a little bit slow. And knowing that they're a fast-paced team, they play even faster at home. They play better at home. And just, they got right to it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, Jerzy Polanchek tosses in 24 points, and it was Butternut cruising to a 52-24 win over LCO in girls action. Phillips gets a Merriwood win over Auburndale last night, 78-50. A good one here we had as Newman Catholic traveled to take on Shawamigan last night, and Newman Catholic gets the road win 60-54 over the Shawamigan boys. That audio from the game with Steve Gentland will be available for you a little bit later this morning at 98qcountry.com.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Mostly cloudy today with a little off and on light snow at times throughout the day. We'll get to a high of 9, but it's going to be cold with that wind chill hovering well below zero here for most of the day. Tonight, some light snow, 6 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, 13. We are going to warm it up. We're talking highs back into the 30s by next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
Ready?
Brand new country.
Sweet love,
good. I love it.
98Q Country.
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Scotty McCreary, our guy here at 98 Q Country. Joel here. Austin's hanging out, pretending like he's interested, and it's not the weekend close here, so I appreciate that, Austin. Nice effort.
Oh, I do my best.
This lady is celebrating a birthday today.
I never even thought about whether or not I was a girl or a boy. I just knew I had something to offer, something to sell. And I grew up in a family of six brothers, my dad and all my uncles. So I always said I look like a woman, but I can think like a man. And so I just think you should just take whatever your talent is and don't let somebody stop you.
How old do you think Dolly is? You know that was Dolly Parton, right?
I did know that was Dolly Parton.
Yeah, how old do you think she is today?
I'm going to say probably mid to late 60s.
78 for Dolly today.
Well, don't trust me with guessing ages.
And don't trust looking at her either because she's had a lot of work done. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
She can still sing and she still can perform. Isn't she going to do... She's not the halftime show, is she? No, she got something coming, but she still looks fabulous. Oh, the New Year's. She did New Year's Eve, I think, on one of them. Yeah, she's still going strong at 78. Quite an incredible woman. So happy birthday to her. We'll do our local birthdays coming up at 8:30. If you got a birthday or anniversary, give us a call. If you want to be in the Packer Pick'em contest with like $80 worth of gift certificates to area restaurants for the most part, 715-762-3221. Got a busy weekend planned? Hanging out? What do you got going on?
Absolutely nothing. I have no plans.
Sounds like a good weekend.
It's a great weekend.
Sounds like a good weekend. Today is National Popcorn Day, by the way. Are you a popcorn guy?
I am. Popcorn or kettle corn.
How do you make it? Are you new wave? Are you microwave? Are you on the stove? Are you air popper? There's a lot of different options.
We're a microwave kind of family, even though I know that's considered to be the inferior way.
I like microwave popcorn better than anything else.
It's easy.
My wife will take it and she'll over the stove, you know, and all that stuff. And
I'm pretty sure we still have one of those stove pop things hanging in our pantry. And just it's been there ever since I remember.
The air popper is good. The air popper, the little bubble popper, those are all right too. But if you buy decent microwave popcorn, if you buy the cheap brands, you're going to get what you pay for.
Yeah.
But if you buy the couple, maybe a buck more for a 3 or 4 pack, I mean, it's a real deal.
We used to actually have a popcorn maker, but we don't eat popcorn that often or enough to warrant having that thing taking up space, so we gave it to a family friend.
Well, the air popper was the big thing. I remember when I was a youngster, that came out. That was revolutionary. I mean, to just turn on a machine, throw some seeds in there, and all of a sudden, magically, it was like the movie theater at home. Mm-hmm. Just popcorn everywhere. Before that, you had to commit to it. You had to be there, you know, shaking it.
Yep.
If you didn't, you're going to get burnt kernels, and it's just burnt popcorn in a house. What's worse, burnt popcorn or a skunk in the house? Which one goes away quicker?
That's a great question, actually. We don't burn our popcorn, like, all the way terribly off. We always end up with a little bit, but not much.
You always feel bad when you go to a movie theater and somebody wasn't paying attention, and the smell of that burnt popcorn, it almost ruins the movie experience when you got that burnt popcorn smell all over the place. We'll still eat it, but it's still ruins.
It'll be with a look of displeasure, but we'll eat it.
We will eat it, and it won't be discounted. We'll pay $5 for like just a little cup of it, and we're like, oh, wonderful.
Oh, $5 for a cup. Where are you at? I want to be there.
Oh, the places that have the refill. The refillable popcorn is kind of a scam because you got the big, large, you got the wheelbarrow full of popcorn, basically. Mm-hmm. And they say, free refills. You're like, oh, free refills. And then you get like halfway through the wheelbarrow and you're just like, what? How could I physically possibly eat any more popcorn?
At around the halfway mark, you look at it and you're like, man, I never want to see popcorn again.
Yeah, could I take
then you eat it for breakfast.
Could I take the wheelbarrow home with me? It's just like it's like a buffet, no carryouts, please. You're putting popcorn in your purse and your satchel.
And that butter gets all over everything.
Treating it like it's gold, yeah. We've got news to come in just a little bit. Get us those Packer predictions now, or if you want to wait till Brianna gets in after 8,
we'll see how it is. No one wants to talk to me.
Yeah, no one does want to talk to us. Everybody's going to wait to talk to Brianna. I get it. She's much more pleasant than we are on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can be kind of rude.
Depends on when you catch us.
Exactly, before or after coffee.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Discover the charm at Fraser's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, where history echoes through creaky antique hardwood floors and rugged steel ceilings. Stroll aisles filled with discounted groceries, a curated spirit collection, vintage penny candies, and top-notch outdoor workwear. In January, snag the Great Lakes Brewery Gimme 5 15-drink variety pack for only $8.99. while supplies last. Indulge in sweetness with 14-ounce Pixie Turtle candies, now on special for $3.99. Embrace timeless treasures and unbeatable deals at Fraser's Mercantile.
Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. He led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Drill into deals on top power tool brands at Fleet Farm. We're the top destination for Milwaukee tools with our selection of over 250 power tool options and even more accessories and attachments. And this week, get a Milwaukee 5-tool combo kit for just $219.99. Buy a 2-pack of M18 red lithium batteries and get a free M18 cordless portable tire inflator. Save on powerful tools for your everyday jobs from brands you trust at Fleet Farm.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today with a little off and on light snow at times throughout the day. We'll get to a high of 9, but it's going to be cold with that wind chill hovering well below zero here for most of the day. Tonight, some light snow, 6 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, 13. We are going to warm it up. We're talking highs back into the 30s by next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 below.
98Q Country, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Home of the Packers.